Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One thing that's left now for Inter is to try and chase remaining records. They can't top Juventus's 102 point tally, but they could get 101 if they were to win their final five matches and some of those other records that you mentioned, clean sheet records and their goal difference is something to behold. And there's talk now of even their game against Torino, which is slated for 3 o'clock on Saturday, being pushed back to 12:30 on Sunday so that they can really enjoy an extra special celebration in Piazza Duomo. The fans already flocked there last night. But that was the derby, and that was the ultimate denouement to what's been an amazing campaign for Inter. But in some ways, on a sort of smaller scale, it's been an equally impressive campaign for Bologna. And just when we thought they were starting to lose some momentum and they struggled for goals, Nicky, they went to Rome and beat Roma, and not many teams have defeated Daniele De Rossi's Giallorossi since he's been at the helm.
No, it was this, I think any other weekend, this would have been the story of the weekend. It was this sort of mouth-watering appetizer, I guess, for the big title decider at San Siro. Is it wrong to call it astonishing when we've been astonished by Thiago Motta's team so many times that it's sort of you almost are no longer completely caught off guard by it? But some brilliant football again. Alazuzi with his scissor kick. It wasn't the cleanest scissor kick I've ever seen, but it was still a scissor kick. So we give him that one. A really sort of confidence, swaggering, attacking performance. Xerxe again on fire. And I think even that moment when Roma got the goal back and you thought, okay, it's at the Olimpico, they're rocking. They've been on such a great run under De Rossi. They want to get back into those Champions League places as well. And then just almost immediately it felt like Alexis Salamakis goes down the other end. And again, it's not just scoring. It's not just the fact of going 3-1 up, but there's something of a swagger about it, about that chip over the goalkeeper and just being like, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. We can make that look easy. It was a really, really impressive performance. And especially when you think as well, for a large part of this season, actually we were saying, well, Bologna are great at home, but are they as good on the road? I mean, this is a big, big away performance in a game that may well decide or have a big impact on Champions League spots, because Bologna are now looking pretty locked into the top four, which means it's between Roma and Atalanta probably for the fifth.
It could be amazing if they meet in the Europa League final and one of them is going to come fifth and the other sixth, and the team that wins it might end up finishing sixth and they both get into the Champions League anyway. I wonder if they'd sort of accept that trade-off, sort of biscotto, probably not if there's a trophy on the line. But Mina, did you see Roma has had some very draining matches recently? They had the derby against Lazio. Then they had the two-legged tie against Milan. In between, they had that very emotionally draining game in Udine when Indica collapsed, and thankfully he's on the mend. But was it just a case of those matches catching up with Roma now, or is that doing a disservice to Bologna?
It's both. I do think that Bologna deserve all the credit that they've been given for playing the game so well and for playing every game this season so well, honestly. But especially, it's like you mentioned, Nikki, it's getting the away match because they've been the second best home team in Serie A, but away from home, that's where they faltered at times. But to play against Roma in that manner, it deserves a lot of credit in that Roma are exhausted. And you saw that a little bit from their performance. It's also very difficult to play against Bologna when you are exhausted because of the way that they rotate the ball and the movements they make force you to chase a lot. So it is that style of play that is a little bit tiring, especially after you've just taken on Milan. And I do like this thought, because a lot of the times when we explain about exhaustion, De Rossi put it perfectly, it's not necessarily physical exhaustion, it's the mental exhaustion as well. Europa, you know, league quarterfinal, and that energy that you expend in making sure that nothing gets by you and that you're tackling perfectly you're on your game. And I mean, Mancini was crying when you scored that goal. There was a lot of emotions being expended in that match. And then to come on and play Bologna in this vital run-up as well. I'll be honest with you, I'm in love with De Rossi. I think he is such an exceptional. There's just no way I imagine this, you know? And I know that so many people had come out and said, oh, well, we knew it because he was so smart and he had done so well when he was studying and to get his UEFA license. Del Piero spoke at length about how clever he was in those courses. And I get that. But you still think to yourself, well, he didn't do too well with Spal. And, you know, he was a warrior on the pitch. Was he going to be able to exude the calm that's required of him on the bench? And yet he comes up with these brilliant tactics all the time, like, you know, like what he did to Milan to that side and to bring out the best in players like Celik. Oh, bad example to use because he got sent off. But, you know, to bring out the players of Pellegrini, the brilliance of Pellegrini as well.
Support for Serie A Chronicles is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Shaving your jewels doesn't have to be risky business anymore, thanks to the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe, so you can trim with confidence. Treat your boys down there and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com to get 20% off plus free shipping with code Serie A. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I love that he gave them back their confidence. And so I have a lot of time for De Rossi, but I also have a lot of time for Thiago Motta, who, it's funny because Patrick, you and I were just like, we were all discussing here when Xerxes was absent and we were like, oh, this is going to be a problem. Are they going to be able to continue it without Xerxes? Then they lose Lewis Ferguson as well. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a huge loss for one of your best midfielders linked to all the top teams, you know, and so sad for him because he was supposed to go with Scotland to Euro 2024. But that loss, I thought, would have even more of an impact. And it doesn't. It doesn't matter who you remove from this. And what's brilliant is Motta never complains either about any of this. He always just finds a way to continue showing off his style of play, to continue in this manner playing Calafiori as a full. It was exceptional to watch. His development onto Motta is... it's staggering. It's staggering what Motta has done to this team, mostly for how he has really developed those players. And I think both these coaches really merit a position in the Champions League because I want to see their football next season. If Motta leaves Bologna, then I'm really sad to have Bologna in the Champions League next season because I do worry that whoever takes over will not be able to show us what we've been able to see all season.
And that's why there's been so much clamour as well for Thiago Motta by Juventus fans that are dissatisfied with Max Allegri, because they would argue that the personnel is of a lesser quality, even when key players are missing. If the system is well-rooted with the players and they come in knowing what they need to do, it doesn't matter too much. I mean, of course, you're still going to have important players, star players that make the difference, like Ziyech, like Ferguson, as you mentioned there. But if the other players have all been well-versed and they come in knowing what they need to do, I mean, we saw El Azouzi came in for Ferguson and scored that unbelievable goal. So I think there's a lot to be said for that. Personally, on De Rossi, I still think the sample size is too small to be completely bowled over by him. I'm very impressed by him. It's been a good start. But I think we need to see a little bit more from him over a more sustained period. But, Nicky, you made a good point. Bologna now on 62 points in fourth spot, a couple behind Juventus. But then after that, Roma 55 in fifth, Atalanta 54 in sixth position. Lazio now back in the conversation. If Roma's match against Udinese, where there's still 20 minutes to play, if that were to end in a draw, Roma would have another point. But suddenly Lazio, out of nowhere, are right back in the conversation with Igor Tudor.
Yeah, that's totally true. Lazio are sort of quietly just in touching distance and perhaps not to be overlooked. As you said, a nice win over Genoa at the weekend. Luis Alberto, who may well be on the way out, but nevertheless, if he can contribute in this last part of the season and give them a platform to do more next time around, we shall see. There's going to be a really fascinating series of knock-ons from managerial changes and also how these Champions League spots all fall, I think, at the end of the season. So it's a little bit unpredictable, but you're right, Lazio are in that conversation. I would still expect one of Roma or Atalanta to get it, given those full game in hand for Atalanta and a small part of them for Roma. But yeah, they're doing well under Tudor. They've only lost one game under Tudor. They're picking up points again.
Roma's next game is the Derby del Sole. They're away at Napoli, who are in complete disarray. I feel like we say the same things about Napoli every single week. So let's focus on Empoli, who have now won five of their last seven matches against Napoli. I mean, if there is a bogey team for the Partenopei, it's Empoli. And they never look like conceding as well. They scored early, kept a clean sheet against Napoli. Davide Nicola, he's doing it again.
It almost feels like Empoli comes around every time Napoli are in complete disarray. It's almost like they're lucky to always play Napoli at just the right time. If you're at your worst, this is the time that we're going to come and play you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.